Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hour number three, the one, the only, is on with us right now. He's written the book, Dead Wrong, Richard Belzer, with David Wayne, afterward by Jesse Ventura. Really an amazing book, available at InfoWarsShop.com and everywhere else on the planet. Sold out here. We got more coming next week, but it's still available there if you want to get in there. It's good to see the excitement out there about freedom. Now, we're going to have a big story out on this soon, but we have confirmed now, going on behind the scenes, that in the county alone, where Brandon Robb, the honorably discharged Marine, got grabbed and they wanted to commit him, and the psychiatrist said, I'm going to brainwash you, trying to freak him out, that there were other people in there, including veterans, and they're doing a national sweep, grabbing even talk show host veterans. They're very scared of younger combat veterans between, say, 20 and 35 or so, or even older, but that seems to be who they're scooping up for nothing. I mean, the one talk show host that the Northeast Intelligence Group wrote about that we had on the show, and they've sent us the documents and articles confirming it. He just said, man, the thing's collapsing. This country's going to hell in a handbasket, and I'm going to buy some guns to protect myself. They came and grabbed him and took his guns and put him in a mental institution until he got out when he agreed to never have guns again. I mean, no judge, no jury. And I understand the fear of mentally ill people with guns. You're not going to stop a real shooter, folks, who's mad about their hot dog stand in New York. You know, but I don't want to get off into that. My question is, in history, Richard, I know you've studied it. Like you said, you were awake before I was awake. You've been talking about this for 30-something years. They always use psychiatry to go after people. What's your take on this frightening new trend?
Well, it's not a new trend. It's, the Soviet Union would jail someone if they politically disagreed and send them to there's a great book called The Puzzle Palace.
Well, they're still doing it. Yeah, but I mean, new trend, and it's accelerating.
Now we're doing it. We've always been fascinated by mind control. And people, think that's like science fiction. But our whole country is under mind control in terms of, buying products, being lied into wars. And people don't like to believe that they can be controlled because Americans are spirited into individualists. You know, we're from all different parts of the earth, and we've got this great, unbelievable country, and we want our freedom. We want information, and we want to be protected. We want to protect our families. But now they're trying to demonize and make people who are super sane seem crazy. I mean, I don't ever want people to not be able to defend themselves. And just to hint at someone being crazy because they want to defend themselves out of a rational fear of the state, that's chilling stuff. That's Nazi Germany. That's the Soviet Union. And, our country now, I'm sad to say, by definition, by Mussolini's definition, we are a fascist state. And by that, I mean it's a corporate state. It's a country that is for the corporation, not the individual. And that's not
right. Individuals don't have rights. Now the corporations do, which wasn't even legal until about 160 years ago in this country. In closing, we got to have you back as soon as you want to come back to take calls, Richard. I'm sorry, we're almost out of time. Let me just ask you one more question about Walken. Is he really disconnected politically because he seems like he's so smart, or is he so private he refuses to get into controversy?
No, he really, I talked to him a lot. And I've learned over the years that he has a brilliant take on things. And I start railing and he'll say, well, Richard, hasn't it always been that way? I mean, he's wise. He doesn't want to get caught up in the poison that's put out there. So
in the minutiae, he's kind of flying above it.
Yeah. He doesn't want to be on the grid. He doesn't read that many, newspapers and stuff. And, I'll tell him stuff and he'll go, he's a wonderful individual who's a gift to us.
Well, I owe you for having him on the show, and I owe you for coming on the show. But if you've ever got those stars lined up again or somebody else that'll pop in, we would love it. You're awesome. Everybody get the book today. Drive it up to number one. It's on Amazon.com, InfoWarsShop.com, everywhere. Dead Wrong, Straight Facts on the Country's Most Controversial Cover-Ups. And there's your wife, and there's the doggy. Hi, what a cute one. Put them full screen as we go out. Thank you so much, Richard. Thank you. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com. Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com. The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We got an in-depth breakdown of the history of medical tyranny and how to fight back against it. I really part two of the interview we started a month or so ago with Dr. Peter Glidden, but I had to bring Richard Belzer back on just in a short segment because he was bringing his wife and their dogs on air. So let's just briefly go back to him because I didn't know this story that your dog vomited on Brzezinski's daughter, which is a big plus. This dog's now a celebrity. In my view, when you were on, I guess, MSNBC on the morning propaganda, tell us about the dog doing its civic duty.
Sure. Well, first of all, here's how gay I am. This is my wife. Bebe goes with me everywhere. This is Bebe, who was followed me home one day, followed our other dog home. Has been with me for over 5 years. But we were on Morning Joe, and Mika was holding him. And I guess he didn't like what she was saying, and he threw up on her on camera, and it was really funny. So we were back on yesterday, I believe. Yeah, yesterday, and he didn't throw up on her, but I brought a towel out and put it on her and made a thing out of it.
Introduce us to your wife.
I'm sorry?
Introduce us to the lovely, or is that your daughter?
No, that's my wife.
Thank you.
No, that's my beautiful wife, who we've been together for 30, how many years? 32 years. We met on March 3rd, 1981. We've been married 27 years, and we dream about each other, Alex. So I don't know if Chris Walken's going to be happy about that. But
hey, going back here briefly, does your lovely wife share your views on things?
Some. Yeah, I'm just like any wife.
No, she holds my feet to the fire, asks really great questions, and, you know, she's my number one loving critic and doesn't let me get full of myself and save my life years ago because I was, you know, one of those crazy guys from the 70s and 60s. But, no, we've had a wonderful relationship. We've grown together. My wife is kind of a scholar on antiquity and ancient religions and the origins of thought, and she's a great gardener. Next time I'll take you on a tour of our place here in France where the resistance fighters lived.
Oh, you're in France right now?
In southwest France in a little village that will go unnamed. but you can come and visit.
I can tell you, my wife is so jealous right now. She grew up in France because her dad was a diplomat.
Well, you got to come over here. We're in France.
She lived in Paris, yeah.
Well, you got to come over, man. I got two houses. You have privacy.
Oh, you're so nice. I wish. I guess I could. The Skype's working this good. Richard, it's great talking to you and seeing your wife. Congratulations on the book doing so well, and we'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
Thanks for selling the book, and I'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Well, there he goes. Richard Belzer, TV movie star, and with his wife and dogs there. Very, very interesting. Okay, shifting gears back into the hardcore subjects. Not that it wasn't hardcore enough, all those government cover-ups we were covering earlier in his book, Dead Wrong. I wanted to get Glidden back on because he really rocked the house last time he was on him. I don't know, a month and a half ago or however long it was, getting into medical tyranny. And when he's saying all this stuff, I mean, I've done the research. It's dead on. But it's so hardcore the way he lays it out. So I've got a big stack of research I want to get into here right now. And there's so much medical tyranny coming down the pike. They're announcing on all these big online sites. They're going to let people sell health stuff anymore. They're trying to restrict vitamins and mineral sales. Really, a big deal is taking place. You know, I'm glad I actually brought that Christopher Walken thing up because that had become quite a controversy. I think it's going to be even bigger now. But we're lining up Dr. Peter Glidden, a very articulate and very informed gentleman, to be joining us here in just a moment. I will tell you right now that in the whole Brandon Robb story is, we were just talking to, during the break, a few breaks ago, talking to Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers, and he's down at Paul Fest, which I was invited to be the keynote speaker. I just couldn't make it, but I want to thank everybody for inviting me down to Tampa. I hope the hurricane doesn't hit him. But he was saying that's the hottest issue down there, is that veterans all over are confirming they're being grabbed. That's why we've got coming on the show tonight, the nightly news. McBreen's doing the main news, but I'm doing the interview. Well, one of two. It's big nightly news tonight. We're going to have Stuart Rhodes on who can confirm. He's confirming for us. Plus, we have listeners confirming it, and we have confirmed cases, but it's big. I mean, we're talking about dozens of veterans per county are being grabbed for saying, well, I mean, I was talking to one of our crew whose dad, I was authorized to talk about this, but I still really don't want to get into it. Works at a facility, and a veteran said he hated Obama, and the Secret Service showed up and demanded he be fired, and they fired him. So they don't have the power to go after you, really, for your speech, except for throwing you in a mental institution, or they get you fired. I mean, I've had enough of this, man. I mean, I'm starting to really get upset about this. Now, we're going to get into the history of medical tyranny with Dr. Peter Glidden, BSND. He's the host of Fire Your MD Now, right here on the GCN Radio Network. Dr. Glidden received his BS degree from the University of Massachusetts in Amherst. He earned a ND from University of Seattle, Washington, at, I guess you say, Bastar. I hope I pronounced that right. Dr. Peter Glidden is an outspoken advocate of holistic health and currently has a private practice in Illinois. He is also a member of the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians and Illinois Association of Naturopathic Physicians. But he's really an expert on minerals, vitamins, all sorts of stuff, and he gives lectures all over the world, and he joins us now, and he's also consults and works with us there on the websites InfoWarsHealth.com and InfoWarsTeam.com, and he joins us now. But first, Doc, let me bring this up here to you. What is your take on psychiatry and the Prozac drugs they're pushing? I've been tracking the record number of 28 suicides of troops and veterans a day. I mean, it's massive. I talked to Dr. Pachinik, who is a psychiatrist, last night, and he said, you know, I mean, basically agreed a lot of these psychotropic drugs are helping trigger this. On the insert of these drugs, it says it can cause psychotic breaks. But now they're going to use suicides and then a few shootings by veterans to try to say all veterans are bad. I mean, next, if auto mechanics do something wrong, will they all go to jail then? Or if a dentist robs a bank, will all dentists then be under suspicion? I mean, this is pretty darn amazing. You're not supposed to discriminate on race or religion, but it's okay to discriminate if you're a veteran. You're now the number one threat, Homeland Security says. What's your view on psychiatry now grabbing people for their free speech nationwide?
Well, it's the height of hypocrisy, because the leading cause of death in the United States, to the tune of 780,000 people a year, are treatments delivered by MDs. Your MD is more dangerous than cancer. Your MD is more dangerous than a serial killer with a gun. Your MD is the leading cause of death in the United States. And we have a funny saying about psychiatry in the wonderful world of holistic medicine. Here's the way the joke goes. What's the difference between a psychiatrist and a psychologist? Well, a psychologist is a person in a completely black room looking for a black cat. And a psychiatrist is a person in a completely black room looking for a black cat that's not there.
Oh, man. Many times it turns out, as you know, big studies are out confirming this, but they've known for 200 years, somebody's worked around lead, mercury, you name it, they're brain damaged, they're mad as a hatter, and it's chemically induced schizophrenia, but they don't even look or test their blood to see if it's heavy metals causing them to be having problems. They just immediately put them on a bunch of drugs.
See, this is the problem. This brings up the perfect point, because MDs, bless their hearts, are not trained in medical science. Nobody is. MDs are trained in one very small piece of the pie of medical science, and the piece of the pie that the MD is trained in is referred to as reductionistic allopathic pharmaceutical medicine. The MD does not believe your body has the ability to fix itself. The MD, like a communist, believes that once you're sick, you're screwed, and the only option you have is to march in with a synthetic drug that overrides, overpowers, and controls the metabolism of your body. And, you know, MD-directed medicine is really great for trauma. It's fantastic for surgery when it's indicated. And it's, you know, for a handful of infectious diseases. But for goodness sake, for most of the things that most people go to the doctor for most of the time, including depression and attention deficit disorder and psychiatric conditions, bringing your body to an MD is a fool's errand, and you're going to suffer, and then you're going to die.
Now, let's go over those numbers. I noticed that John Rappaport at No More Fake News did a report that even on the Food and Drug Administration's own website, they were saying that hospitals and doctors are the number three killer in the country. You know, bad drug prescriptions, infections, all this. But you've compiled the numbers. I mean, it looks like they are number one. The most dangerous thing is a doctor's office or a hospital. I mean, I've got so many friends and people that go in to have a minor surgery and are dead in a week from an infection.
Andy Rooney, I mean, he was the most recent, the most famous, right? Andy Rooney, they wouldn't tell us what the minor procedure was, but they say, oh, he died from the results, complications of a minor, you know, hospital procedure. If you want to check out the numbers, there is an exhaustive 45-page report. This draws statistics from the New England Journal of Medicine, the Journal of the American Medical Association, the Lancet. For goodness sake, these are extremely prestigious medical journals. Here's how the numbers crunch, and you can download this document for free on my website. That's fireyourmdnow.com. You can download it for free. It's called Death by Medicine. MD treatment, 780,000 people a year are killed by MD treatments. Heart disease, 698,000 people a year. And cancer, 550,000 people a year, which means your medical doctor, by the numbers, is more dangerous than cancer and more dangerous than heart disease. And this is the billion-pound gorilla in the middle of the country that nobody is talking about. We are having a healthcare crisis of biblical proportions in this country. It is not because of pharmaceutical profiteering. It is not because of insurance fraud. It is not because of a for-profit medical industry. It is for one reason and one reason only. The treatments delivered for chronic disease by MDs do not work. They don't work. And not only do they not work, but they cause harm in the process.
Well, since you were last on, it's come out that Merck knew its MMR shot was giving people the measles, mumps, rubella. The whooping cough was giving it to them. And they're like, this is great, because then we get cases and people get scared and go out and get it. This argument that we've got to take vaccines because we'll make you sick that are vaccinated. Hey, morons, you have been vaccinated. The GlaxoSmithKline came out that it with dozens and dozens of drugs, they knew zero help killing people, like their asthma drug. I mean, how many times do these companies have to be caught shipping tainted blood they know has HIV for 11 years? Bayer. How many times Gardasil killing people? I mean, they just keep doubling down. Now in California, giving kids shots without parental consent in schools. I mean, this is a flaming group of murderers coming after us, and I'm sick of it.
And nobody goes to jail. 3,000 people die in the Twin Towers. We go to war. 780,000 people a year are killed by MD treatment, so we don't bat a freaking eyelash. As a matter of fact, we partition the government to give us more access, to pay for access to this kind of health care. It's nonsense. It is nonsense. We have gone down the rabbit hole of our genuflection at the altar of the MD, king of medicine, for 100 years now, and it is quite frankly killing us.
Worship it. Why don't you, in fact, I'm about to him right now. Oh, you're so good. Give us more factor 8 filled with HIV and hepatitis. Oh, you're so good. More Gardasil doesn't protect us from the papillomavirus, but kills you. Oh, thank you. Thank you for the fluoride. Harvard admits fluoride in dozens of studies is brain damaging, is causing bone cancer. They did that in the 20s. The Soviets, the Nazis put it in the water. That's in Pulitzer Prize winning books by Scherer. And now they admit it, but they don't take it out. Talk about fluoride. Look, this isn't by accident. The doctors are dumbed down and compartmentalized. They're killing us. We have the documents. Talk about the history of it. Let's talk about the history briefly and then get in to some of the latest stuff. But, I mean, you break it down. Explain how the Rockefellers set all this up.
All right, well, in the 1800s, in the early 1900s, there was a relatively even playing field of medicine in the U.S. Nobody had the upper hand, right? You had the MDs, you had the chiropractors, you had the osteopaths, you had the naturopaths, you had the homeopaths, you had the herbalists. Nobody had the upper hand. And then in 1910, the Carnegie Institute, followed in turn by the Rockefeller Foundation, funded a gentleman named Abraham Flexner to go all around the country. Now, keep in mind, this was, you know, at the dawn of the interstate highway system, right? It took Flexner 5 years. He went all around the country, did it on train and stagecoach and horseback. Took him 5 years. He did an inventory of all of the hospitals and all of the medical schools in the United States that prescribed drugs. Why? Because the Carnegies and the Rockefellers owned the drug companies. So he brings his list back, infamously referred to as the Flexner Report, gives it to the Carnegies. The Carnegies give millions of dollars. And this was in the early 1900s when $1 million really was $1 million. Millions of dollars of free money to the medical schools and the hospitals which prescribed drugs. Now, if you're starting a business and I'm starting a business and you get $1 million of free money and I don't, guess who's going to have the more successful business? You are. This was the beginning of the end for medicine in the United States. This tipped the scales, the Flexner Report, and the funneling of millions of dollars of money into the hands of the MDs, into the hospitals that prescribe drugs, was the tipping point of medicine in the United States. And after the Flexner Report, right around 1920, the balance of power shifted, and the MDs started to control the medical marketplace, and that is the only reason that the MDs are in power now. Now, bless their hearts, they're really good for trauma, they're really good for surgery, but they're also the leading cause of death in the United States. But the only system of medicine we have access to, the only system of medicine that your insurance pays for, the only system of medicine that they make TV shows about or teach you anything about is MD-directed medicine. And most people think that the MDs are top dog because their therapeutics must be better, must be safer, must be more scientific. No. The only reason the MDs are in the driver's seat is because of financial and political coalitions built at the turn of the century that everybody's forgotten about, and we are dying because of it.
Well, you're absolutely right, and I want to continue going through the history, but also want to intersperse a bit of infomercialing here because it funds our operation, but that's secondary. It's because I've researched a lot of vitamins, a lot of minerals, And I want to address something here with you. I'm going to spring this on you and get your take on it. I mean, I know my dad's take, who actually is a doctor of dental surgery, but he was telling me this when I was a kid, and my research shows it. But the best stuff out there is longevity. We have it discounted at InfoWarsTeam.com. We've launched the new site, which is a little bit easier to use, InfoWarsHealth.com. It's got Aaron Dykes losing 92 pounds on polymers beyond tangy tangerine, the essential fatty acids, and the rest of it. It's all there. None of this is even advertised as weight loss. I've lost over 40 pounds. In fact, I've never been somebody that just constantly takes stuff because it is a regimen. And so I kind of, I've still been doing it, but not five times a day like you're supposed to, the different stuff. And I've just gone back on it full time about 2 weeks ago and lost now 10 pounds. I'd lost 42, came back a few. Now it's, I mean, I'm still a little bit chubby, folks, but if you saw me, you know, I'm going to do some before and after. And I'm actually standing up, not squatting over here. It's, I mean, look at my face. It's a huge difference what's happened. Aaron, in a year, 92 pounds, kept it off now for 6 months. Amazing, because he heard pharmacist Ben Fuchs and others and actually followed it. And, you know, instead of eating that late night snack, takes their proprietary mix of essential fatty acids, the rest of it. If you go to InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com, that we'll put that on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, you can sign up to be a distributor for $10 and get big discounts. You can also sign up for auto ship and get free shipping. And it's not that hard to do, but if you're not very technical like me, sometimes you need to be walked through it. So there is a toll-free number there on the site, so you can get auto shipper. We'll get more into the history here in a moment. But did you know you can get free shipping at InfoWarsHealth.com? The best results with these products come when you adhere to the regime. I wrote this, folks, with Richard Reeves. It's true. You've got to adhere to it. And it all tastes good and it's great, but, I mean, it's a full spectrum. Auto ship ensures your supplements are always available. Everybody should also store this stuff. You need to stockpile it. Longevity has one of the few auto ship programs that is versatile. They welcome, yeah, there's some, it's so versatile, that's why it gets confusing. They welcome customers to modify their product order each month. You can choose from 400 great products. The full catalog is at InfoWarsHealth.com. By starting your auto ship, not only will you be saving money, more importantly, you will be assuring that by having your daily regimen available, you will be able to better enjoy your health, vitality, and anti-aging for you and your family. For more information or to get help with your auto ship profile, send an email to Catherine@InfoWars.com. That's Catherine@InfoWars.com. I'm hiring some more customer service folks out of the ranks of distributors right now. Catherine@InfoWars.com. That's linked at InfoWarsHealth.com. And it's got the Ben Fuchs interview up there and Aaron's 9-minute testimonial before and afters. It's all there at InfoWarsHealth.com. Now, we're going to break here in a few minutes, but what makes me angry is that I only promote what I believe in. And I've seen people like Ted Anderson's dad come back from not knowing who he is to knowing who he is and being able to go fishing in just a few months on just a few products like the essential fatty acids and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and polymers and things. And the doctor, Ted's told this, it makes me almost want to cry. He's authorized me to say this. The doctor's God, though, and they went and tested his blood. They said, you have vitamin K in your blood. And he said, yeah. They go, no leafy vegetables. Well, I'm taking this Beyond Tangy Tangerine. He didn't even want to see the bottle. They just said, no. Well, I mean, no wonder his dad's got his skin rotting off. He's basically got scurvy. They put him on Coumadin. He knows he's never had a stroke. And the doctor's God, and now his dad doesn't know who he is. Now, I hate to have a sales pitch on that, but it's true. We can save lives here. Okay, this is a win-win-win-win-win. Sure, it funds the InfoWar. You get discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com, but that isn't even what matters. I'm watching my mother, who's a triathlete, get, you know, go back 10 years in her health and everything. I mean, she's going to do a testimonial. I've been too busy. My dad was like, oh, yeah, vitamins. He's like, wow, these are good. I mean, what's going on here? I mean, the system has to know all this. If my dad knew this from going taking biology at UT about trace elements and stuff needed with all the other vitamins, they've got to know. So they're covering this up so we will be sick.
Well, they fired Dr. Wallach in the 70s because he discovered the cause and the cure for cystic fibrosis. He discovered it, that it was caused by a selenium deficiency in the pregnant mother, and they fired him. And that's why Dr. Wallach chose on purpose to set Longevity up as a networked business, because he knew right from the get-go that the front door of medicine is guarded by Big Pharma. So guess what? We're going through the back door with a grassroots coalition of the informed.
That's right. We're going to come back on the other side and continue with the diabolical history of this. And then I'm going to ask the question, why are the trace elements needed, like a tiny amount of arsenic? Yes, that's in some of the products. We'll explain this when we come back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Friends, it is so diabolical what's happening. I've got some other key questions for our guest who joins us right now. The USA is 50th in the world for longevity now. We used to be right up at the top, some of the longest lived. Number of class action lawsuits against drug companies exploding, Alzheimer's skyrocketing. There's a whole bunch of stuff we got to move through quickly here with Dr. Peter Glidden. And again, he is the host of a Monday through Friday show right here on the GCN Radio Network. Find out more at GCNLive.com, 4 to 5 p.m. Central, absolutely essential. FireYourMDNow.com is his site. Again, continuing here, explain what the Mighty 90 are. Explain, because a lot of other mineral companies, well, most of them, I've seen some of the really top of the line, though. I noticed this at Whole Foods. Two, they will have a little bit of arsenic, a little bit of this and that. And I remember years ago researching that and finding out, now correct me if I'm wrong, if you don't have those, they don't unlock the vitamins and minerals working together because that stuff is naturally out there. And so that's why it's in there. That's why it works so well. And also the longevity vitamins and minerals, they're not synthetic, made in a factory. That's the byproduct of the chemical industry. So many of the vitamins you buy are from synthetic dead sources. They can call it vitamin A, they can call it vitamin K, but it's not really. So explain that to people, because I mean it's on some of the you know, tags that some of these trace elements are there in just absolutely infinitesimal amounts on purpose. And people are like, I found this, I've caught you. When from my research, that's what makes it so good, is that it actually has everything. Explain that to us.
Well, you don't know what you don't know. And when the wonderful world of biochemistry, especially when it comes to nutritional biochemistry, there's only a handful of people in the whole country that have a clue and that have any clinical experience with this, right? So the thing about longevity's nutritional supplements, the thing about any nutritional supplement is the recipe, right? It's just like wine. All wine is made from grapes, but there's a great deal of difference between Annie Boonspring's green apple wine and a nice, you know, California Cabernet. They're all made from grapes. Well, what's the difference? Well, how they're made, where the grapes came from, like chicken soup. What's the difference? The recipe. You know, the great thing, I've been doing this, Alex, for 24 years. I have been involved with holistic medicine for 24 years. I used to work for a vitamin company that only sold to doctors, you know, high-quality nutraceutical vitamins. And as God is my witness, since I have been using the longevity supplements and following Dr. Wallach's methods, I don't even know what planet I'm on anymore, because the results that I've seen with my patients are breathtaking and eclipse anything that I had previously seen. And there has to be a reason. Well, what's the reason? The reason is the longevity nutritional supplements are formulated from $25 million of federally funded research, 26,000 autopsies, 10 million blood chemistries and histopathologies, and then over three decades of clinical application by licensed naturopathic physicians. We are the ones in the world who are trained in the therapeutic application of this stuff. This is our wheelhouse. We know this stuff cold. And, you know, when you know your stuff and you put together the right recipe, it generates results. And results is the key. In the last year, the longevity company has increased its sales by 1,100% in this economy. Why is that? Because it works. Why does it work? Because it is informed by science and clinical
application. That's right. It's traded on the stock market. If people don't know, you can go read their corporate quarterly report. Just came out last week. I was reading it. A lot of that's also our show promoting it, but it was already growing exponentially, buying up hundreds of other vitamin and mineral companies that Dr. Wallach, you know, looks at and, you know, knows has the formula. That's why everything is there at InfoWarsHealth.com. Now explain what the trace elements do, why some of the products have small amounts of things that people have been taught are poisonous.
Well, because, you know, they've been taught that these things are poisonous by people that have no clinical experience with medical nutrition, and this is the problem. You know, we get medical doctors telling people about vitamins even though they have no training in vitamins.
Yeah, they're saying don't
no
even take vitamin K. They're saying that's poisonous. Yeah.
Well, there should be a law against that. You know, there should be a law, but the medical doctor can say whatever the heck they want because we've been brainwashed for 100 years.
Why do you want a tiny amount of arsenic? Why do you want a tiny amount of arsenic?
Because your body needs it, because it's cardioprotective. Arsenic actually helps your body to prevent the formation of leukemia. It's anti-cancer, right? You need a little bit of 90 essential nutrients. There are 90 essential nutrients that the human body needs, and you can't get them from food. It's only a matter of time until your body runs out of something, and then something breaks, and then you go to a medical doctor, and he throws a drug at it. That's why we have a problem.
Isn't arsenic a treatment for a whole bunch of stuff? I mean, isn't it used to treat cancer?
It is. Arsenic is. It used to be used to treat cancer in very progressive hospitals before chemotherapy came about in Boston. You need a little bit of arsenic. You need a little bit of lead. Your DNA is made from lead. If you don't have enough lead, you're not going to have good DNA. You need little bits of nutrients, you know, across the board. Now, listen, too much of anything will kill you. Too much sunlight will kill you. Too much calcium will kill you. Too much of anything will kill you. But it is virtually
impossible.
Well, that's
right. Isn't there a compound that breaks down into cyanide in the pits of cherries and other fruits? And that's a well-known cancer treatment, and it's been connected to super advanced longevity, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And see, this is all of this medical nutrition stuff is in the domain of information that people didn't even know they didn't know. And there's only a handful of us in the country that have clinical and scientific experience with this. This is cutting edge stuff, folks. This is not old-fashioned medical nutrition. This is new-fashioned medical nutrition. Guess what? You need a little bit of arsenic. You need a little bit of lead. You need a little bit of chromium. And you need the full complement of 90 essential nutrients
but
every
instead,
day.
But instead, they give us massive amounts of fluoride that blocks all that out. And according to even medical doctors I've had on, like Dr. Blaylock, it is actually an adjuvant accelerating all the other artificial chemicals they put in the water on purpose. Explain what fluoride does in the body.
Fluoride decreases your IQ. They did a retrospective study 20 years ago when they took two villages in India. And the only difference in there were about 25,000 people in each village. The only difference was that in one village had fluoridated water, the other one did not. After they started fluoridating the water in that one village, within 5 years, the IQ of the people in that village had significantly reduced. If you're drinking fluoridated water, you are being dumbed down.
Now, continuing along this line, where do you expect all of this to go? How bad do you expect all of this to get as it comes out that Big Pharma knowingly is killing us, when it comes out their eugenicists, when it comes out that all the ultra-rich already knew about trace elements and you know, they had mice studies 50 years ago. They already know about all this. What's going to happen? I mean, will they just keep getting away with it forever, or is there any type of reckoning?
No, there's no type of reckoning. They're going to keep getting away from it forever. For goodness sake, Bayer Aspirin, the Bayer Pharmaceutical Company, was a member of a coalition of German pharmaceutical companies in World War II. They built a pharmaceutical plant next to one of the concentration camps. They used the inmates to experiment on. They used the inmates to make the Zyklon B gas that killed the Jews and the gypsies and everybody else in the concentration camps. And now, one of the companies that did that, one of the companies complicit in war crimes, is selling your children aspirin for profit in the United States. There is so much money and control in the pharmaceutical industry that trying to fight them head on is a fool's errand. That's why Youngevity was set up as a grassroots network marketing company, because we're not going through the front door. We can't fight Big Pharma. Nobody can. How are we going to beat them? We're going to stop using them. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're suffering from a chronic health condition, the best possible thing you can do is fire your MD, join Youngevity, get on board with Dr. Wallach's nutritional supplements, his health recovery formulas, because healing is easy. It's easy, folks. We need to build a grassroots coalition of the informed so you recover your health and you tell your friends and your family and your church members, and before you know it, your whole town is on this bandwagon, and before you know it, your whole state is on this bandwagon. And everybody's getting healthy, and that's how we're going to do it, because we get results where nobody else does, and that's what gets me out of bed in the morning. There's no way on God's green earth we are ever going to be able to fight the pharmaceutical industry. So what do? Just say no to drugs.
I agree with you. And again, folks, you can sign up and get discounts, free shipping, you name it, all available at InfoWarsHealth.com. We've launched that new site. We also have InfoWarsTeam.com if you want to become a distributor. But you can sign up both places to get the discounts and sign up for auto ship and get free shipping all at InfoWarsHealth.com. That is the new site. And the other site's great, but this one works even better and is easier to navigate. You can also call if you have any questions. They can help you sign up for auto ship or become a distributor, and we'll put that number briefly here back on screen, and I will read that to people, 877-551-1301, 877-551-1301. I promote in the free market and free exchange of ideas and our ancient basic human right of free association, things I use, things I believe in. You know, guns I believe in, water filters I believe in, and that's how we fund ourselves. I promote what I use, what I take. The whole office uses the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Pollen Burst Plus. I've got, dentists that work with my dad all on it, freaking out how good it is. It's all available at InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com, and I want to challenge you to go there today. But, again, it's a big part of the solution. The globalists do not want us. Look, alternative health is the fastest growing thing in this country. It's panicking the globalists. We've got to race and get bigger than they are and get strong so we can defeat them. We have to have capital. That means you have to have capital. You have to have health. We believe in defeating the enemy through prosperity. They tell you that you're supposed to, if you're fighting corruption, live under a bridge or, you know, live out in the wilderness or something. No, no. We are here to occupy. We are here to take America back from the globalists that have hijacked it. We are restorationist. Okay. In the spirit of liberty, the spirit of 1776, we're the good guys. And it's so easy to be good. It's so easy. There's all these great blessings out there. There's all these wonderful things out there. There's all these things that work. Just do the opposite of what the globalists say and you'll do great. I mean, it's really pretty darn simple. The globalists are for it. I'm against it. I mean, it really comes down to that in the final equation. But go to InfoWarsHealth.com and watch the video of Aaron Dykes, because we have him on TV over the year. So we have all the clips of him losing. In fact, Aaron's getting back from visiting his girlfriend in Germany. We met at Bilderberg a year and a half ago protesting him and covering it. And I'm going to do one that shows all of it over a year, because we just show, you know, a couple shots of him losing weight. We're going to put one together where it really shows it almost at a time lapse. That video, again, is up at InfoWarsHealth.com. But enough of me ranting. You sent me just piles of documents, Dr. Glidden, of things to go over. And we've got the World Fact Book. We're not just saying we're 50th. In the world, behind every other industrialized nation, we are dead last. When we were one of the longest living cultures, what, about 100 years ago, the numbers were about number three behind Japan and Italy. Now we are the shortest lifespan, despite all the Darth Vader technology. They can't keep people alive. They make you sick and then suck everything out of you. This is such a great plan the Rockefellers and Carnegies came up with to extract everything. Talk about that. Talk about what their infant mortality is skyrocketing. Everything's going to hell in a handbasket. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, they do. They know what they're doing. I think it's a plan. I think it borders on eugenics. You know, the game is afoot here. I mean, let's just take a look at the statistics. While the MDs have been controlling the medical marketplace in the last 100 years in the United States, the rates of heart disease have remained unchanged, right? But that's in the face of $25 billion, that's billion with a B, $25 billion of statin drug sales a year, $25 billion of statin drugs a year, and heart disease rates are the same. Well, I thought heart disease was related to cholesterol. Well, no, it's not. There's no relationship between high cholesterol and heart disease. It does not exist. But guess what cholesterol is related to? Cholesterol is related to the health of your central nervous system, your brain. Cholesterol is so important to the human body, your liver makes it. 75% of your central nervous system is made from cholesterol, and guess what? 95% of the part of your brain that's affected by Alzheimer's disease is made from cholesterol. So, when you drive cholesterol into the ditch with statin drugs, fat-free diets, and exercise, imagine that. Heart disease remains unchanged, but Alzheimer's has skyrocketed from obscurity to the sixth leading cause of death. From our point of view, Alzheimer's is a cholesterol deficiency, which is generated by your MD.
And by the way, retired top brain surgeon who did the research, and Dr. Blaylock agrees with you. He says it is a crime. It is basically a chemical weapon that literally rots your brain. And now they've got a war against egg yolks. Now they're going after what many doctors have described as the perfect food, skewing all these numbers. I had Ben Fuchs on last week going over those fraudulent numbers. I mean, they are assaulting everything good.
It's crazy. And, you know, autism used to be 1 out of 10,000 kids born autistic. Now it's 1 out of 88. 1 out of 88. Obesity. 30% of the country is obese. It's tripled in the pediatric population in the last 20 years, all while the MDs have been driving the bus. And what do? We continue to go back to them. We continue to give them our hard-earned money every month, even when we don't see them in the form of medical insurance.
People act like it's a treat to take their kids to the doctor every week for no reason. People act like it's a treat to be put on all these drugs. People, they just love it. It's like worshiping them. It's like a...
It is. This is how bad it's gotten. I mean, we genuflect at this altar all the time. It has been brainwashed into our brains that the medical doctor knows what's best for you, but they don't. They only know what they've been trained
in. And by the way,
let me just
politely correct you. That number is about 2 years old, you gave, of the 1 in 80-something. We've got WebMD here. These numbers just came out a few months ago. It's now 1 in 50-something with boys. We'll put it back on screen there here in just a moment because I almost corrected you when you said that, and then they actually pulled it up. Yeah, autism hits 1 in 88 kids on average, 1 in 54 boys, and some numbers are now 1 in 30-something boys and 1 in 50-something if you average them together. I know South Korea is even worse, but the point is that boys don't have as strong a blood-brain barrier. I've had medical doctors on, and all the stuff we're doing, the GMO, the shots, all of it, it's going into the brain. From your research, and I know it's a cocktail, what's causing the explosion of neurological disorders?
Wheat, barley, rye, and oats. Wheat, barley, rye, and oats. Let me say that one more time. Whole wheat, barley, rye, and oats. Oatmeal. That's right, folks. Oatmeal. The gluten protein in these grains is almost impossible for your digestive system to digest. And so guess what? It doesn't. When you get undigested gluten rumbling through your intestinal tract, it destroys the tissue that absorbs nutrients. Gluten accelerates nutrient deficiency diseases and makes you sick.
And it makes toxic compounds that your kids are drunk on, basically the brain damages them. We'll be right back. Stay with us. More Key Intel straight ahead. InfoWarsHealth.com. The revolution starts there in health. We'll be back.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes. But they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZ Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZ Armor costs, and I installed EZ Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
Only 2 weeks left to take advantage of the amazing summer clearance on TGen. You order TGen Testosterone Booster today, you get 3 bottles of Nitro Boost absolutely free, essentially clearing out the warehouse. TGen gets your testosterone up, and nitric oxide, well, that gets everything pointing in the right direction. It's a no-brainer to take advantage of this amazing offer today. We are talking a whole nother level of performance. Boosting nitric oxide is how the popular pharmaceuticals work to increase performance. And for only 2 weeks, when you try TGen, you'll receive 3 bottles of Nitro Boost absolutely free. That's right, free. But the countdown on this outrageous offer has begun, so call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Even better, this crazy offer is backed by a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Call right now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Attention, information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
You got it.
The newsman is coming to you.
Hey.
talk about this with Dr. Glidden. They talk about type 2 being up in some groups more than 3,000%. Cancer is off the charts, pediatric, off the charts everywhere else. The U.S. is leading the world now in brain cancer, skin cancer, colon cancer, liver cancer, just everything. What is going on? What is happening on that front? Because I've looked at analysis that Americans ate more calories in the 50s and 60s. I mean, that was unhealthy. It was chicken fried steaks every night, big hamburgers. People were skinny as rails. I mean, I talked to my grandmother about what they ate. I mean, people pigged out. People drank, you know, Coca-Cola with cocaine in it. Now people are just blowing up. What's happening there?
Well, all chronic disease is caused by nutrient deficiencies. This is our biggest message here, right? Type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, obesity, fibromyalgia, arthritis, all of these conditions have their roots in not enough nutrients. Now, the body has the need for 90 essential nutrients, and it is impossible to get all 90 of those nutrients just from food. You can't do it because the lion's share of the nutrients, the minerals, 60 minerals your body needs every day, like calcium and selenium, those are only found in the soil. Animals can't make minerals, and plants can't make minerals. If the mineral isn't in the soil, it's not in the plant. If it's not in the plant, it's not in you. It's not in the cow. It's not in the cow's milk. Whatever. Unless you're supplementing with a good, high-quality nutritional supplement, it is only a matter of time until your body runs out of the stuff that it needs, and then something breaks. Selenium is a perfect example. Selenium supplementation was proven in 1998 and published in the Journal of the American Medical Association by a guy named Larry Clark. Selenium supplementation at 200 micrograms.
All right, we just lost his Skype for a moment. Start over. Your Skype cut out there for a second, Doc.
All right, breast cancer selenium supplementation reduces the occurrence of breast cancer by 82%. It reduces the occurrence of prostate cancer.
But instead, let's not tell the women. Instead, let's just not tell them and not ask, why is everybody getting breast cancer? It's, oh, let's just try to find a cure. Well, how about don't get it and take selenium?
And how about the cure was proven to be ineffective in an exhaustive 14-year study that was published 5 years ago in the Journal of Clinical Oncology? They did a 14-year study. They looked at adults who had developed cancer and were treated with chemotherapy. And their results, which were published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology, 97% of the time, chemotherapy does not work.
And instead
it doesn't
kills
work.
You. And instead 97% kills you.
97% of the time.
And instead kills you, but now they're taking people, now they're making everybody take chemotherapy.
It's crazy. I mean, medicine in the United States is not results-driven. It is profits-driven. And you need to understand that. Everybody listening needs to understand that. When you're putting your toe into an industry, in the waters of an industry that's for profit, man, it's just, you need help.
Well, we need to take on this crocodile, and we got to get big to do that. And we have the buying power, voting with our dollars, to make all the food organic.
That's
We've
right.
got the voting power to shut down the TSA going on the streets of America. We've got the voting power to really push real nutrition out in the open. You vote with your dollars, InfoWarsHealth.com. But just as important, you educate people. You take the video of this radio interview, the video side of it, and you pay it forward. You send it to friends and family. Because the globalist cannot succeed if you're informed, period.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover.
The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.